T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Steel Talking. I am your host, Geraldine Steele. Now, usually this is center stage, all things arts and entertainment, but we're not calling it that tonight because entertainment community is really suffering right now. Just about everything has gone dark, and unfortunately, not many people are performing. Some were just standing on the precipice of opening a brand new show. Some even opened one night and then had to close it down. But what about teenagers? What about community theaters? What about high schoolers? Well, there was a heartbreak for local theater students who have been preparing for months for a spring performance, and that has been wiped out by the coronavirus. And I have to tell you, Kevin Dutcher is going to join us. He was set to direct Seussical, which is really a popular piece. And this was at Spring Lake Park High School, and it was to happen next month. And he's joining me right now to talk about the anticipation and, in the end, disappointment for the cast, including the seniors. Welcome, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on, Geraldine. I appreciate it.
Well, Seussical is a fun musical, so kudos on picking that particular piece. How are you doing, knowing that, I know that you're disappointed, but not having this open, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's hard because, you know, I work with these kids and they give everything that they have, and my heart hurts for them, and especially for the seniors. In our particular production, we had several, you know, we have a bunch of seniors, but we have two seniors who were finally getting, in their last production, were getting, they had the leading, you know, leading roles, and they finally were going to have a chance to shine in the spotlight. And now it's just been, you know, it's been wrested away from them, and that's what really breaks my heart.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll have both of those seniors come on with us here in a few minutes. You know, here's the thing, as we look down the road, I don't know if you would ever think to bring them back, do the same musical for next year, bring them back and let them play those roles, or do you feel that would be do you feel like that would affect the other seniors that might have taken those spots?
Yeah, well, next year, I mean, they'll be off at college. I mean, they'll be off, you know, they will be off living their lives. So,
but maybe one weekend have them come in and do it, just one.
Well, you know, we're never going to say die until we absolutely have to give up on this. We are kicking around some other options, maybe doing a concert, you know, kind of a performance of it, doing some kind of performance. If it's in June, whatever, you know, just being able to salvage something and to let our audience experience it as well, because the great thing about this show is that it's very family friendly. I mean, everybody from, you know, 3 years on up was excited about it, and we were excited to bring it to the middle school and the elementary schools and share it with them as well. So hopefully we'll be able to salvage something down the road.
Mm-hmm. I really hope so. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
The students were able to spread joy this week by releasing a video of one of the key songs from the show called Alone in the Universe. Tell us about that song and why the students decided to make it into something a little different.
Well, actually, the genesis of the video came at the callbacks for the show. I was auditioning for the role of Jojo, and I had Morrison Mayan sing the role first, and he sang the song Alone in the Universe. And for the first time in the 30 years that I've been doing educational theater, as he was singing, the I just, these, my eyes filled with tears. It was so pure and beautiful and honest and true. And when he was done, I was just a mess. It was just, and this was at a callback. You know, this was, you know, this is business, and it was so beautiful. And that always kind of haunted me. I thought, my goodness, this is going to be amazing. This when he sings this song, it's going to absolutely kill. And so once, you know, and from that moment on, the song was just like with me and haunting me. And then when things started to fall apart, and it became evident that we weren't going to be able to do the show as we had planned, that song, it kept going through my head, and I thought, we need to find a way to bring that song to people, to bring it out and to let people hear it. And then I thought about making a video, and then I ran it by Morrison, who sings the role of JoJo, and Mason, who sings Horton, and then our senior, amazing senior, who's going to be on the phone in a sec, Melia Tan, who was cast in the role of Gertrude, but is also our videographer. She puts together all of our promotional videos. And I said, guys, is there something that we can do? We got to make this happen. And I sort of described what I wanted to see in the video. And then Melia, again, who will be joining us in just a moment, said, hey, what about if all we have everybody involved and everybody holds up, you know, make signs that you are not alone in the universe? And that
love
was
it.
Sort of the brilliant touch, I think, which makes it very touching and poignant, I think.
Well, let's see if they are available to join us right now. Melia, are you there? Oh, Mason has joined us. Mason Payne is joining us. Mason is a junior, if I'm not mistaken, has been close friends with Malaya for a long time. In fact, I hear that they even dated for a while. And Mason, of course, knowing that this all happened so quickly to take down the show, but then that this song can actually live on and really inspire people. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's just something I'm so glad to have been offered an opportunity to participate in. You know, we got the email from Mr. Dutcher 2 weeks ago to make this video, and I was thrilled. It's a great way to, you know, pick up people in such the tough times that we're suffering in, you know, and not being able to do the musical it's tough. But this was a way to get to sing part of the songs in the musical and also, you know, bring up everyone else around me. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's really something. It'll be one thing if you guys could get together and film the whole thing, but you can't, you know, social distancing, it just won't allow us. We can't to do that. And so bringing forth the music, because the music from this particular piece is pretty spectacular. So knowing that you took this song and made it into something really beautiful and really powerful, I can only imagine how many people are calling. Have you already put it out there?
I have not personally received any calls from it, but a lot of people have talked to me about how the video went over. You know, it was great to hear such a great response. And I was just really glad to have such an impact on so many people.
Well, it's quite remarkable. I hope that you will even do more, maybe record some other songs from the piece so that people can hear it. But to take a song called Alone in the Universe and turn it into You Are Not Alone in the Universe is wonderful, just wonderful. Do we have Malaya?
Yep.
Hi, Malaya. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just talking to Mason, and of course, you are a senior, and you've appeared in every show at Spring Lake Park since eighth
mm-hmm.
grade. Oh my gosh. So how does it feel not to be able to do this show this particular time? Malia, are you there?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with my connection right now.
Okay, I apologize for that. Mason, how are you hearing from some of the other students how they feel about the show being canceled and not going forward?
Yeah, a lot of students are very upset with what's going on. But I think that this video was a good encouragement for everyone, and everyone got to be kind of a part of something, you know, to present all the work that we put into the show. And I think that was important for the cast.
Mm. Well, I'm sure you're going to hear from a lot of parents. You're going to hear from other communities. I hope this video goes out far and wide and affects a lot of people. Malaya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're going to try again. Of course, as a senior, and you've appeared at every show at Spring Lake Park since eighth grade, that's quite remarkable. Tell me how you're feeling about this blowing, you know, make that Susico can't go forward. That's got to feel pretty rough.
Yeah, I was very disappointed when I heard it. I knew, you know, when we had our, I think, 1 week off, I was crossing my fingers. I was like, guys, it's going to be okay. I promise. And, you know, kind of trying to keep that last shred of hope. And it was my last moment to shine, which is disappointing. But I feel like having this opportunity to sort of reach above and beyond of where we've ever reached in our community, it's gone out so far. We've had thousands of views, which is more than we could have ever asked for if we, you know, just put on a show. And I think it's important to have that message in these times. And it's important to hear that you're not alone. And so, you know, maybe I'm not able to have my show go as planned, but I think that's what was needed and that was what was most important. So I'm glad to have been a part of it.
How many of the lyrics of the song Alone in the Universe did you have to change?
None of it, I think.
Oh, just adding You Are Not Alone in the front was the only change?
Yep.
Wow.
We had a monologue that we cut out during the instrumental when we had the photos added in, but the message of the song was so applicable to what we were trying to say. So we didn't change any of the lyrics.
Well, before I let you both go tonight, of course, the graduation for seniors upon us, and I don't know how long we will be under this shelter in policy. Are you at all concerned that you won't get a chance to walk? And if so, do you think you can handle just saying to yourself, okay, I was a part of that year where I couldn't walk, but I did get my diploma?
Well, I think I'm not particularly scared or concerned that I'm not going to be able to graduate the same way people have graduated in the past. But I know that I'm not the only one who's going through this. And I know that there's a lot of people who've had it worse. They've had school ended early. They've had, you know, they aren't able to have their prom or the graduation. And so I'm just grateful for what I'm able to experience now and have all of that. And I'm just comforted in the way that everyone else is going through it. And it's
a lot, honey. We're all going through it together. Just know that we're thinking about you. And we're really excited that you came on tonight. Thank you so much to all of you that joined me tonight to talk about Susico and its cancellation. But Malia, we look forward to seeing what your future is. Mason, we do hope that we get a chance to talk to you again. So blessings to you all. We're going through a lot, but we can do it together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.